Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello everyone, I'm Josh from What Culture, and the Walt Disney Investor Day just got a whole bunch of nerds excited. There were loads of different projects announced, but the MCU came out particularly well, both on the big and small screen. And you can check out our video on the TV series that came out of that day over on whatculture.com, but for today I'm going to talk to you guys about movies specifically. That's because in total, there are now a goosebump-inducing 14 MCU movies on the horizon, and a bunch of them were just announced yesterday that sound incredibly exciting. So let's dive deep into the MCU and see what this franchise has to offer in 2021 and beyond. Number 14, Black Widow. If 2020 wasn't, 2020, we'd have already seen Black Widow by now. From director Kate Shortland, Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow will be something of a prequel. Here, we'll see Nat returning to her roots, with the film diving deep into how Natasha Romanoff became the badass, brutal, and often duplicitous assassin that we all know and love. But you already know too much about this one. You've seen the trailers, you know it was supposed to be coming, and now it's going to kick off Phase 4 early next year. Number 13, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. For many, the character of Shang-Chi might be a total unknown. The son of Fu Manchu, Shang-Chi is a character that was created to essentially capitalize on the martial arts boom in the 70s. But he's come a long way since then and has a bunch of interesting stories to tell on the big screen. Now, for the eagle-eyed among you, you might have noticed that the Ten Rings in the title actually reference the Ten Rings organization, who act as a terrorist organization in the Iron Man movies. And who should lead the Ten Rings in the Shang-Chi movie? Well, it's none other than the Mandarin himself. And no, I mean the real one, not the Ben Kingsley fake actor version one. You know, the one that you all want to see. Simu Liu is headlining in the role as Shang-Chi himself, while Tony Leung, known for movies like In the Mood for Love, has been cast as the Mandarin. Short Term 12's director Daniel Destin Cretton has been tapped as the director for this movie, so we've got a great cast, we've got a great director, we've got an awesome concept. I'm really looking forward to this one. Number 12, Eternals. Speaking of an impressive cast, none of the films on this list today can beat out the Eternals. The ensemble cast can count among its numbers, and I'll just check my notes here: Angelina Jolie, Richard Madden, Kumail Nanjiani, Lauren Ridloff, Brian Tyree Henry, Salma Hayek, Gemma Chan, and Kit Harington among its members. That is some serious star power on board for the film's November 2021 release. Now, the Eternals themselves are an immortal alien race created by the Celestials for the sole purpose of protecting the Earth. Where they've been for the last 23 movies, I don't know. Like so many movies this year, it has hit production problems, but it's finally finished its reshoots and is on track to release next year. Number 11, Spider-Man 3. While it's yet to be officially announced by either Marvel Studios or Sony Pictures, every single rumor in the entire world seems to be pointing towards Tom Holland's Spider-Man being joined by both Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man and Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man in the upcoming Spider-Man 3. Yeah, no, I can barely believe it either. Not just that though, but Alfred Molina is coming back reprising his role as Doc Ock from Spider-Man 2, and even Jamie Foxx is back as Electro reprising his role from The Amazing Spider-Man 2. And then there's rumors indicating that both Kirsten Dunst and Emma Stone are both coming back as a Spider-Man love interest respectively, just because this movie has every single franchise in it apparently. You know, I'm here for it. It all sounds utterly insane in the best possible way, and John Watts is back in the director's chair for a December 2021 release. Number 10, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. The only plot specifics we know for sure about the second Doctor Strange movie is that it's going to follow Doctor Strange himself as he tinkers around with the Time Stone following the end of Avengers Endgame. Apparently, he unleashes a twisted evil presence, and that just causes a whole bunch of problems for the Marvel Universe. However, the Master of Mystic Arts will also be joined by Elizabeth Olsen Scarlet Witch, following on from the end of WandaVision. And Sam Raimi is actually on board to direct this movie after the original director Scott Derrickson parted ways with Marvel due to creative differences. That in itself is mad. Sam Raimi joining the MCU is awesome, but it makes even more sense because apparently anyway, the Multiverse of Madness is going to be drenched in horror, which is entirely in Sam Raimi's wheelhouse. At present, the sequel is set to drop March 2022. Number 9, Thor: Love and Thunder. The fourth Thor picture will find a brand new person becoming the God of Thunder, and that person is none other than Natalie Portman's Jane. In the comics, Jane is tragically diagnosed with breast cancer, but at the same time is deemed worthy to become the new God of Thunder. She of course takes to saving people because she's Jane Foster, but every single time she becomes Thor, she actually accelerates her cancer. It sounds pretty heavy, but it's not something that Natalie Portman can't pull off. She is an absolutely excellent actor. Elsewhere, Tessa Thompson is back as Valkyrie in the search for her queen, and it was recently announced that Christian Bale is on board to play the villain. He is playing the ominously named Gore the God Butcher, which, you know, judging on how many gods are in this movie, I'm pretty scared for them. Don't worry though, because they're going to have backup in the form of the Guardians of the Galaxy, and director Taika Waititi is also back on board to direct this movie, which is currently slated for a 2022 release date. Number 8, Black Panther 2. How can you discuss Black Panther 2 without reflecting on the devastating reality that star Chadwick Boseman is no longer with us? The hugely influential actor passed away in August at the tragically young age of 43, and to be honest, even these many months later, it still doesn't really feel real. A Black Panther sequel, however, was announced months before Chadwick Boseman passed, and it's been confirmed that it is still going ahead, with some retooling to the script, obviously. Thankfully, director Ryan Coogler has confirmed that T'Challa won't be recast in the role, and Chadwick Boseman won't be brought back by any digital effects means, like Carrie Fisher was in the Star Wars movies, for instance. Who takes over the mantle of Black Panther is yet to be seen, but this is currently penciled in for a July 22 release date. Number 7, Captain Marvel 2. While there were talks that Captain Marvel 2 might pick up immediately after the events of the first movie, it now seems like it's actually going to take place in the present day MCU. Currently pegged for a November 2022 release date, this is actually going to be preluded by the Miss Marvel Disney Plus TV show, which you can find way more about if you go over to whatculture.com and check out the TV version of this list. I promise you, there's a lot of good stuff to find out there as well. The other thing we do know though is that Nia DaCosta is now on directing duties for this sequel. She is one of the most promising directors in Hollywood today, having recently helmed the upcoming Candyman reboot, so it's safe to say it's probably in safe hands. Number 6, Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania is the next MCU flick to go in front of the cameras, with filming set to begin in January. But first, I just want to take a moment to appreciate that title. It's awesome, and it sounds like a wacky wrestling event or something. Exactly what I want out of Ant-Man and the Wasp. Although no plot details are available right now, I think it goes without saying that it's somehow going to involve the quantum realm yet again, and all of the mad possibilities that comes with that. Alongside the returning cast, there are also two major additions to the franchise. Firstly, the brilliant Jonathan Majors, most recently seen in his stint on HBO's Lovecraft Country, has been cast as the villainous time-traveling baddie Kang the Conqueror. Then there's Catherine Newton taking over the role as Cassie Lang, Scott's younger daughter. Peyton Reed is back to direct the picture, and it's expected to drop at some point in 2022. Number 5, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. After being off again and then on again, James Gunn finally confirmed last month that the script for Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is finally complete. Sadly, when he was saying that, the little scamp didn't give us any kind of crumb of information about the plot, but we have some educated guesses. That's because logic kind of dictates that the movie will at least be partly about the Guardians coming to terms with losing their Gamora and kind of adapting to the new Gamora, or at least trying to track her down. There's also the possibility of Thor turning up after the end of Avengers Endgame, and Chris Hemsworth himself has expressed interest in returning for this movie, and that is something I absolutely would love to see. However, you might have a while to wait yet before this movie, as principal photography isn't expected to go ahead until the end of 2021, so we're looking at a 2023 release date for this, probably at the very earliest. I know, it seems like ages away. Number 4, Blade. Marvel Studios is delivering a fresh incarnation of Blade, with the two-time Oscar winner Mahershala Ali taking the role of the title character. However, in addition to nabbing an Oscar for both of his roles in Green Book and Moonlight, Mahershala Ali is actually no stranger to the MCU. That's because he already ventured into the world of superheroes by starring as the villainous Cottonmouth in Netflix's Luke Cage. Tragically there, he was kinda wasted because he was killed off way too soon, but hopefully that will not happen in his stint as Blade. Right now, Mahershala Ali being linked to the project is pretty much all we know about it outside of a logo, but the hunt is on for a writer and director to bring this new spin on the Daywalker to screens, probably at some point in 2023 at the earliest. Number 3, Deadpool 3. Following Disney's purchase of 21st Century Fox in 2017, the one character that pretty much everyone was worried about was Deadpool. While we could see the likes of X-Men and Fantastic Four fitting in with Marvel's current slate, this is the mouse house we're talking about, and there was a lot of worry that they would tone down the explicit nature of Deadpool as a franchise and as a character. Fortunately, not only is Disney keen to do a new Deadpool movie, because let's face it, there's far too much money in it, but this November they finally did confirm that the venture would be the classic R-rated version of the character that we all know and love. Ryan Reynolds will, of course, be back, and Bob's Burgers' Wendy Molyneux and Lizzie Molyneux-Loughlin will be on writing duties for the picture. There's still no director or even a release date, but hey, at least it's happening, and it's happening the way that we want it. Number 2, Fantastic Four. The 2019 edition of San Diego Comic-Con confirmed that, yes, Kevin Feige does have plans to bring the Fantastic Four to the MCU, but after that, fans were kind of left in the dark about what those plans were going to become. Fortunately, this tale of Reed Richards, Ben Grimm, Sue, and Johnny Storm has taken a huge step forward now that the project has found a director. As revealed in the recent investor presentation, it's John Watts who's actually got the directing job on this movie. Now, considering that Watts has already directed Spider-Man Homecoming and Spider-Man Far From Home, you can pretty much say that this is going to be in at least safe hands. Also, Watts must have a pretty good idea for Marvel's first family if he's willing to jump ship. Again, at this early juncture, all we know so far is that John Watts is directing, and all we've got is this kind of swanky logo, but we've got nothing on writers, nothing on release date, and absolutely nothing on a cast yet. But at least now we have a vague timeline, and we can get our predictions in early. Number 1, and kind of an honorable mention, is X-Men. Now, the thing about X-Men is that there's pretty much no news on it, to be honest, but Kevin Feige has confirmed in the same San Diego Comic-Con as he confirmed Fantastic Four that the X-Men is of course going to be a big part of the MCU going forward. In fact, it's not just one X-Men movie we're looking at, but a whole bunch of them, as Feige has explained that there's going to be a bunch of mutant-related films coming out in the future. Again, no clue when, but it's something to look forward to.